Okay, so in terms of fears and things like that, I'll start off with the more physical, and then like we'll probably talk about the more esoteric stuff like as we go on. But like, I ever since I was like, I don't know, for as far back as I can remember, I've always been terrified of spiders. Like, I just have a genuine, just like anytime, like I could see a spider in the room, and like my entire, like all of a sudden, my entire existence is just like, I'm watching that spider, and if it gets near me, I'm gonna freak out. Like, it's just like, I'm watching you, I'm getting out of here. And then like, it started off as that, but then like, sometimes I'd also get like this weird, like irrational anger at the spider that I just feel like, how dare you make me afraid, I'll get you. And then I'm just like I used to be so like just like, ah, and just like run up, and like my immediate response would be kill the spider, kill it. But recently, like, I actually put in a lot of work. Like, back at home, I've got a window that like spiders always kind of crawl up through the bottom of it, and like there's always like one with a web in the corner these days. But like, instead of like clearing it away and trying to get it out of there, like I actually made a concerted effort to like leave it, and also like every now and then to like look at it and go like, oh look, it's you, you're eating flies, great, you're just eating these things, look at the way you're doing that, that feels great. But like, the thing is, like, over time, like sleeping in the same room, like sleeping like right next to the spider, and like also like seeing it every day, it did actually kind of help me just go like, well, it's nothing really. It's really actually kind of helped me like move past the fear. Still there, like sometimes it'll still like if a spider's on me, or I'm afraid that a spider has like crawled onto me, I'll still have that immediate kind of like heart attack feeling for a second. But like the general conceptual fear of spiders is kind of another one. Actually, now that I think of it, it's weird because it's kind of a combination of two fears, where like on the one hand it's like, it's kind of like, it's, you know, thalassophobia, like the fear of like deep dark water, like where it's just like water that you can't see the bottom of, basically, is like, that's like terrifying. It's weird because like it's kind of a combination of that and something else, where like it's never the water on its own. Like, I love, you know, I actually really like swimming, like, you know, like I love swimming in the sea, I think it's really, really nice and relaxing, I love going to the beach, but it's kind of the combination of that and the idea that there's something in there that always freaks me out. Like, when I was a kid, some people have told me they have this, other people have told me that I'm a freak. Like, I used to, like, when I was a kid, I couldn't get in, like, back home, like, where we've got a pool, I would have so much trouble getting into the pool at home because I'd be convinced that something happened, something went wrong, and there's a shark in the pool. I'd be like, I don't know what happened, but somehow it's there and it's gonna get me. Like, it was such a weird kind of, because like once I was swimming, it'd be great, I'd love it, like it'd be fantastic. But I'd still be like, kind of like going up to the pool, just being like, okay, I'm just making sure that I can see all the corners. Okay, there's nothing in here. All right, and then I'd go for a swim. It's so weird because like, you know, because then I'd like swim in the sea and I'd be fine, like I'd be fine with that. Like, so long as like I'm close to the shore. But sometimes it is like it's just this, like this weird kind of fear, that there's this weird kind of sense of like something could just come out of nowhere and like it'll be the end of me. Because like, you know, clearly it's not the same as like on land, where like, you know, I can move around, I can do my own thing, like I've got a lot more of my own power under me. But like when I'm swimming, it's like, I'm good against water. I'm not really good at, like, any other encounter in the sea. Like I can just about, like, swim well enough to beat, like, a tide or something like that. But that would be, like, if, like, a shark were to come out of nowhere, I'd be ruined. Like, that would be the end of my day. But, like, it's so weird how, like, just these weird kind of connections and associations come up. Because the thing is like, you know, I like horror movies, I like spooky stories, I like all that kind of stuff. I love the idea of like just like this vast open ocean, because that just like freaks me out so much. But it's so terrifying when you're actually out there. Like, because the thing is like, you know, once like I took a boat trip with my family, like with my parents, like just on this tiny little boat, like the guys like took us just around the coast and like something. Like, we didn't go out that far, it was just like we were still in the green water stage. There was a bit where we were like, oh, let's, you know, we've just had lunch, let's like go out to the boat and let's just like jump off into the sea and kind of have a little swim around and all that kind of thing. And, you know, I was like, that's a great idea. That's really fun. That's fine. And then I, as soon as I jumped into the water, I was like, I'm gonna die. It's like such a like weird switch, because like for some people, just looking at water, like that's what freaks them out. But like for me, I'm like, no, water's great. It's fine. But as soon as I'm in the water, it's just like the rational part of my brain shuts off and everything else is just like, No. I don't care what your science says, sir. You're gonna die. Let's get out of here. Like, it's just a weird kind of switch between like the frontal lobe and the frontal cortex and the like the actual like lizard brain part, like all the other functions that are going on, which I think is so fascinating. Like, there's like I really love how like storytelling can really like get you in there as well, because like. Whenever I watch a horror movie, for example, like, for some people, like, they watch a horror movie and they're just like, it's just stupid stuff happening on screen or whatever. Or for some people, they're like, because when I'm watching a horror movie, like, I don't actually find slasher films that scary. Like, if it's a horror film about a serial killer, like the Zodiac film or whatever, I don't know if that was any good. Was it any good? Like that I wouldn't find that scary, just because it's like because I would know that, like, I know that, like, theoretically in that world that person can be stopped with a shotgun or a solid door. I could close like a solid door on them and they wouldn't be able to get me, so I'm fine. But like the thing is like when I'm watching a film, like, I get so engrossed in the story that, like, even though I don't believe in ghosts, I could watch like a ghost film and that would be what would scare me, because I'm like, this stuff shouldn't work, but it does. It's existing in this world and like there's nothing I can do that would stop these things. And that's so much scarier. Like, I watched this film As Above, So Below, which I really liked. The ending's a bit of a letdown, I will warn you now, but still pretty, like, it's pretty good. It does this fantastic, it's like set in the catacombs under Paris. And you it does this fantastic job of playing with claustrophobia as like a physical discomfort, and then it starts putting in all the kind of occult demonic stuff in as well, and I just love that so much. I love there's this fantastic feeling through the whole film where it's like this like mixture of like demonic, like otherworldly stuff, while still having like, still being like touched by man in a way, like where it was kind of like, there was stuff that was clearly like actual architecture, but that had like this weird, like otherworldly, like ethereal twist to it. And I suppose it's kind of like the Uncanny Valley thing in a way, sort of, if you're being really abstract, that like, it's kind of like, it's something that should be familiar, but there's something off about it. Like, and that's like something, that's a concept that I really, really like, just in terms of like something visually disturbing. And that tied into all like all the weird demonic stuff. It's like, oh, I love it. All that kind of like weird horror stuff. In terms of like what scares you and stuff like that. So it's so interesting because like now, like, because we have no natural predators, really, like we're like, it's strange how we like still, like our brain is still clued in, or it's still kind of geared towards like the need to be able to overcome a predator or to be able to overcome survival situations. And a lot of people kind of like tap into that by going like, like I'm going to go to this like horror house or whatever, all that kind of thing, and I'm going to be made to feel like I'm in a survival situation. Like, I went to this place, like in earlier, or like last month, I went to Nightmare Realms, which is that like that big like kind of horror experience that was going on over by the Aviva Stadium. No, it was by the RDS. Or it's close to that anyway. And it was so interesting the way they did it, because like the first thing you go into is like this clown room or this clown thing. And but like the thing is that like that one was a lot less like creepy scary. That was a lot more just like, rah, stuff is happening now, because like you'd have like the lights were different. There was like fluorescent stuff in the lights shining off different walls, and the architecture was confusing. So you'd be trying to rush through, going like, ah, and then like people would like pop, like come out from like hidden corridors behind you and be like rushing you on, and like, you know, just like basically screaming at you, and you'd be like trying to like run past people. But the whole thing is because like that wouldn't work as like a horror experience in of itself, but that whole thing is meant to just get your jitters up. So you're all just like, yeah, kind of like a little bit nervous. And then you get into the next place and you've got like actors doing slightly more complicated roles where they're actually like coming up to you and talking to you, and they're like leading you down one way, and then something will pop out of the side and you're just like, Jesus. But like this whole thing, it becomes so much more creepy. It's really, really cool just the way that they orchestrate the whole thing. I should go alone or with one other person next time, because I went with too many people.
Okay. I hate clowns.